Purple Shade.
All right, where is 7 minutes? Finding it.
It's right
finding
here.
It. Finding it. There it is.
It is in for the touchdown.
Hey guys, join me in the closet. It's 7 minutes in heaven.
Hey folks, welcome in. This is 7 minutes in heaven, cup to cup, 7 minutes in heaven. This is our episode that we talk about sports, and we got a lot of sports to talk about. It's definitely going to be longer than 7 minutes, but that's how we came up with the name of the episode, was because we're going to talk about it for like 7 minutes.
One drunk night in Anna Maria Island.
Mm-hmm. One drunk night.
There it is.
And Jason was like, fine, do it.
Literally.
I did. I was like, go have fun. Let's make it work.
Yep.
And here we are, folks. Some of our hottest social media clips come from 7 minutes in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And
people like sports.
And other things. but we're here. And what we're in the middle of right now is NFL free agency. So we're going to talk about some NFL.
I agree.
Just diving right in.
Let's get it. I can't find it.
Okay, I was like, come on.
So look, hey, the biggest news of the day, obviously, without question, 2022's rushing leader, Josh Jacobs.
I don't think I'd say that's the biggest news, but all right.
To the Green Bay Packers. Absolutely huge. We did release our starting running back, Aaron Jones, unfortunately. So we're going to miss you, Aaron Jones. But
Concerned at all with the fact that last year was by far the worst year of his career?
No.
Maybe the fact that he held out and he was injured, just getting so warmed maybe up, he comes back healthy.
Okay, he's getting warmed up. He finished off the season good, so that's good.
Also, with Jordan Love, does he throw to the running back a lot? I don't watch enough Packers games.
Yeah, in our offense, we throw a lot. Okay,
because he's also not a great receiving back.
He is a great receiving running
back. He has zero career receiving touchdowns. Not a single one.
I mean,
I don't think Jones had a lot of career receiving touchdowns.
He did.
Well, look.
I mean, relative. It's all relative to
it. He can catch the ball.
He's an okay receiver.
He can catch the ball.
He's really not known for it.
Kev, he's just okay. He's just okay.
I do think he is a very good running back.
I threw on his 2023 highlight film today, and the first like three plays was him catching a football. So,
okay.
I'm not making it up. I can show it to you.
I mean, he's definitely not known as a receiving back.
What? Are you just trying to find loopholes on how to hate on Josh?
No, I think it's a very good signing. That's why I asked how much you throw to the running back, though. Because if you do throw to him a lot, I think the Packers should try and bring back Aaron Jones no matter what. But I know that's going
to
be tough.
I think what we're trying to do is Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst want a bigger back that can handle, many, many carries.
Okay.
And
three down back. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotcha.
Not that Aaron Jones can't do that, but Aaron Jones is more of a speed, outside the tackles. Whereas if we have Josh Jacobs, we can ram it up their ass all day long,
So that's fair. I think he's a very good running back. I think it's a very good signing. How much did you pay him?
50. It just came out, I think.
Guaranteed like, $15 million.
That's not
but
bad.
But 50
at all.
For.
How many? 50?
4 year contract.
4 years. Four years 50.
4 year 50.
I think it's like $48 million or some shit.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
That's not terrible.
I think it's a downgrade from what we had, but that's my opinion. I think we fucked over Jones a little bit.
Downgrade. Let's calm down there.
It's not. So I'm not saying like way down, like it's
at
absolutely
worst,
trash for Jones, but if you
at best, he's top five.
I just think that if you have Jones here and you have Jacobs here,
come on back to the mic where we can hear you.
Sorry, and you have them set at a line. And you say, okay, where are they at? I would have Jones just a little bit higher than him. That's all I'm saying. I'm
he's
not saying
also
much better.
6 years younger than Aaron Jones. So.
I get it, but okay. I think there should have been a way that we can make Jones stay on the team with both of them on there. Like I don't think the NFL
that's up
is built
to Aaron
for
Jones
a
at this
back.
Juncture. I think we're going down the right path.
Yeah, he's probably looking. Aaron Jones is probably looking for his last big contract.
I know, but it's just like at one point, can we just do right for players and put money aside? Like the kid did have two,
you're preaching
what, was it two,
choir.
Three salary cuts, like to make it work on
this
the team.
Is
and just,
a, I don't want to.
I get the business side, bro, but
no,
if one person did, if one
look
if,
at the
if,
core of this team right now, Jason. We are a very, 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 very young team. It is not a year to be holding on to pricey vets.
He's not pricey, though. One of the only reasons we had the playoff run was Jones healthy put 100%. Us in those positions like crazy. So we just took that out. Like, so
listen to me. I don't want.
I hope I'm wrong, but I'm going to be right by the end.
I hope I'm wrong, but I'm going to be right.
I am an Aaron Jones lover. What he did for that team last year, even without being a running back, that clip of him, I think it was with Wicks, where Wicks dropped the ball, and he went to the sideline. Wicks was going to the sideline with his head down, and he grabbed his face back and said, and without hearing what he said, basically told him, keep your fucking head up, you know? Shit's going to happen. Get back in there and make a big catch. And he finished the game strong. We need players like that on this team who's still young, still haven't found their stride yet, you know? So hopefully, you know, Josh
is 29? 31?
Who, Jacobs?
Jacobs is like 25.
Yeah. I'd have to look. I'm not sure.
He's 29.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
Wow.
For a running back that is older.
But I think he's got a lot of carries under his belt, so it's not like he's like a fresh 26 behind another running back. Like,
yeah, not last year, but yes. In previous years, he ran the ball a lot.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. I think he was kind of injury prone at the end of the year, but at the same time, man, when he was on, and I think he's going to be another player that we let go that blows up for another team, and we're like, yep.
I mean, he's a dynamic player.
Yeah, I mean, you know where I think he's going to go? If he doesn't re-sign with us?
Vikings, Dallas. Bears.
He fits right in with Dallas.
Didn't they just sign someone, though?
I don't know. If they did, I must have missed it.
No,
but
they. Well, what's her name?
He literally is from that area.
Yeah, I thought they just signed someone.
He's got an incentive to sign there for a little bit less, you know.
And you know how
much he loves Texas, too. He's always repping that, what's it kind of hat? The
Sombrero,
thank you. Always repping the Sombrero, always throwing up his he's got a chain that says his area code where he's from. He loves Texas. So I would not be surprised, but we'll see. I don't think he comes back to us. I hope he does, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think we end up drafting somebody. Yeah, like I said, I think at this point he's looking for his last big contract, so he's probably not looking to take a hometown discount.
I look at this as a positive thing. As much as I hate to see veterans leave the building, I do. And especially people that made such an impact on the team, like Aaron Jones, David Bakhtiari. I know a lot of people hate him. Dude was a fucking G. Made a big fucking difference on our offensive line. He's also
fucking
gone.
10 years ago.
Okay. But, Anyways, also,
bro, he's like you said to me, you were like, you sent the screenshot of him saying, I love you, I love my team, I love that bitch, you're going to the Jets. And at that point, you're dead to me. Because at me,
why would you
like,
not go
it doesn't
with all your best friends. I would.
It doesn't paint a good picture to say, oh, like, I did everything I did, and then you stay hurt throughout these last two seasons, and then all of a sudden, he's going to play with the Jets and play a full fucking healthy year, great and all. Fuck off. Like, that's what, like, if he plays more than 80% of the games with the Jets, if he plays more than 80%, I'm going to send him a letter and just say, fuck off. That's it. I'm going to mail him a letter saying,
please mail him a letter. Like, just
for sure.
Fuck off. Love Jason.
Second biggest signing of the day.
Kirk Cousins.
It was kind of a big one. Kirk Cousins heading to the Falcons.
You think he's going to do anything with the Falcons? Anything more than he did with the Vikings?
It's tough to tell only because of like they have young weapons there. But it's like, were those young weapons like underutilized by the coaching staff or are they just not as talented as you thought coming out of college? Kyle Pitts specifically had a ridiculous rookie year and then hasn't done shit since. So it's like, is Kyle Pitts just like not what everyone thought he was going to be or was Arthur Smith just terrible at using him? That's really what it's going to come down to for me is like, how does this new coaching staff use these young, talented weapons that are on Atlanta? Because I think their offense could be really dynamic. They have weapons for sure.
I don't give a shit. He's out of my fucking. He's out of the
North. He cares.
As much shit as I talked about Kirk Cousins, dude could Duke could throw a pass. He could throw a pass here and there. Did he fuck up a lot of times too? Yeah. But his accuracy is pretty damn good. He made some bonehead decisions here and there. And, you know, every time he made them, we made fun of him because he'd walk around with a goddamn grill in his mouth and a chain around his neck looking like an idiot. But, you know, I understand sometimes you got to do some things to build some team chemistry. And I think that, you know, little things like that help out little white boys, you know. So do I wish him well? Nah, fuck off.
No, absolutely not.
It is.
I'll be interested to see who the Vikings' new quarterback is.
I think they're going to draft someone. I don't think they're going free agency route.
It's fine with me.
I think they're going to draft someone and then pay what's-his-face an absurd amount of money, make him the highest-paid wide receiver in NFL history.
Justin Jefferson?
Yeah.
Keep him around?
Yeah, they have to pay him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean.
But I think the number he gets is going to be staggering.
Chris just sounded like Chris Collins. Right? Well, yeah.
I mean, you got the thing about a guy, you got Justin Jefferson over here.
Huh? Yeah, what about him, Chris?
He's the only thing they've got in Minnesota right now.
That was good.
Yeah, I think that contract is going to be like fucking like breathtakingly
large. $200 million. $200 million. Well, he's got to get paid more than fucking, what's his name? Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So what's Hill making? What was his contract? You remember his?
I think the average salary was close to $30 million.
God damn.
And who just got a big contract out on the market, wide receiver market, today? Someone got some number. I was
Gabe
like, that's
Davis?
No, his isn't absurd.
Jack's always paying some damn receivers.
That's the truth.
Jesus, Chase, what just happened?
I just elbowed my mic. God, who was it? It was someone where I was like, if he's getting that, like,
Ridley?
What is
no,
Justin
Ridley
Jefferson
hasn't signed yet? Right?
No, give it time. Somebody will sign him. We're not gonna sign him.
Packers also went out and got a goddamn starting safety, by the way, Xavier McKinney. Okay,
I like that deal.
So
it's a lot it's a lot for a safety. But
Michael Pittman.
Yes, didn't he get like
$90 million? Yeah, the Colts receiver. Yeah,
but he just
right.
re-signed.
Yeah, he just re-signed.
I thought
you were
talking about free agents.
No. What was it, like 90-something million total, right?
I'm looking for it. I can't find it.
Yeah. He's a solid wide receiver, but he's getting paid like what I would imagine a number one wide receiver should get paid. Like, and by number one, I mean like a top 10 wide receiver.
$70 million with incentives of making 71, including a $46 million guarantee.
And it's a three-year deal, right?
Yeah.
So over $20 million a year.
$21.8 million.
If he's getting $22 million a year, what is Justin Jefferson worth? That's what I'm getting at. Justin, like when I saw that, I was like, oh fuck, Justin Jefferson is gonna get fucking paid.
Vikings accountant was like, God damn it,
100%. 100%.
Start working up the deal. God,
that's what the Jags do every time, bro. Every time that you guys sign somebody, every NFL team's like, you son of a bitch.
I know, but that Christian Kirk one, because when y'all signed Christian Kirk to that, I was like, holy shit, that is a terrible contract that's going to fuck up the wide receiver.
Though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's actually turned out to be a fair deal.
What's
the Dolphins got a new center.
Whole...
You saw that?
Who?
Titans center Aaron Brewer. Agrees to a three-year deal worth up to $212 million.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's like, holy shit.
No shot.
No, it was, where did it go? Hold on one sec. There
I mean,
it
we
is.
Lost half
three
our
year
fucking
deal,
team.
Three-year deal,
so.
$21
million. Okay.
Titans.
So
Aaron
what's the
Brewer.
Deal with Mac Jones going to the Jags? Is
who?
We should.
Nope, that's not. What's
Jay,
the deal
who?
Is, I assume, oh, no, he.
Jason,
he
who?
Please answer him. He's not going to stop till you answer him.
I don't want to. Chris, go.
Okay. I don't want to. I assume. I don't know. When I woke up and saw that, I had like four people message me. Mac Jones, really? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I guess to have
what do
a
you mean?
Backup.
You're not an owner. I forget.
How many?
Oh, stop.
Because he's got to be at like the end of his contract too, right?
One would think.
I thought
Trevor?
He was a free agent.
No, Mac Jones.
Oh.
No, he's not starting.
He can't
over
be a
Trevor.
Free agent if they traded him. They didn't slap
Look,
the tag on him.
It's a good backup plan. You never know.
That's assumed.
This might be one of those signings. I know the Packers used to do this every now and again, where you'd like, it's almost like flipping a player. You know, people flip houses. So you get him in there. You play him a couple preseason games. You know, make him look good, and then hey, you start to get interest. Oh, what's that? we're going to need a sixth round pick for this guy, you know, or something like that, where you get a little bit better compensation what you pay for him. It's like, you know, value trade.
You think
like
that's
the
what
Patriots
do?
Would do?
That could be it.
Yeah, Patriots do that to you.
Yeah. With all their fucking
I don't think they're
going to
keep him. They got fucking Trevor Lawrence. He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, but is Jones literally a starting quarterback, though? Like, is he going to be starting
right now?
Team,
no,
though?
But I'm saying
I think he'll be starting.
Injuries happen. Chlamydia happens.
I don't think
injuries
don't
and think, chlamydia in the NFL.
I don't think long term. I don't think long term he's good enough to be a starting quarterback.
Jason's looking for
in the
chlamydia
NFL.
Behind.
my LED
Excuse
behind
me?
Is blinking, and I'm like, what the fuck?
It's always done that.
No shot.
That thing. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. We're all like ADD, like
looking.
Zing, blue light blinking.
There it is.
What else is happening?
Chris, how do you feel about the Gabe Davis signing?
Wait, hold on a second. Okay? Getting to the fucking, yeah. This dude
Come on, finish your thought.
The goddamn question.
I don't know what you're talking
the
about.
The biggest free agent out of our group that got lost.
Gabe Davis.
Not Gabe Davis. A guy named Christian Wilkins, who, you know, some CBS Sports has him as the number 3 overall free agent behind Kirk Cousins and Daniel Hunter. Interesting. But Christian Wilkins, which is somebody who you have said on this 7 Minutes in Heaven was a keys that you need to have back, and now he is gone. I'm sorry for you. I know that how much he meant to you.
Yeah, I mean, it hurts, man. He's 100% the type of player that you love when he's on your team and hate when he's on any other team, because he's an asshole, dude. He really is. He's just a pest. And like, beyond what he does, like, as a really good defensive tackle, who is one of the best run stopping defensive tackles, and recently has added sacks. He got, I think, 9 sacks last year as a D tackle. On top of that, he also likes to try and get into the other team's heads by being an asshole. Like, stealing their towels,
yeah, exactly.
And like sticking his finger up their butts. Not joking. He has done that.
Yep.
Multiple times.
College, right?
Multiple times. Yep. College and pro.
Does he smell
again,
his finger?
Probably. He probably does. Yeah.
He's like,
but yeah.
Yeah.
It hurts, man. But at the same time, once we didn't sign him going into the year, it was going to be almost impossible, because he had his best year of his career this year. And that amount of money to any defensive tackle not named Aaron Donald is just, I think, too much, man. $110 million.
Yeah.
$110 million.
I mean, I think we've talked about this, and it's funny because I was trying to make fun of Chris talking about Calvin Ridley today. And how he was like, bye, Calvin. And I was like, wow, your tone sure has changed over a year.
You're not, as I said, you're not wrong.
Calvin Ridley was the god. And I was trying to pull some receipts up, but I couldn't find any good ones. But I did find, back when we were talking about Calvin Ridley last year when he signed, Jason was like, you know, I don't fucking get it. We need to pull the trigger on some of these people. You know, we got to sign some people. And at some point, like he's saying right now, he said tonight, you know, you gotta keep some people. You gotta you gotta pay somebody. You can't just release everybody. You can't let everybody go. And some people are worth the money. I think Christian Wilkins might have been one of those players.
Yeah.
He's like you said, not only locker room guy, but you need somebody to disrupt that middle area.
For sure. It hurts. That's a fuck ton of money for a defensive tackle.
100%.
Like, that is a lot. Like, defensive tackle is an important position. But it's not quarterback. It's not even left tackle, although it's getting closer, in my opinion. But $110 million for a defensive tackle not named Aaron Donald is just... We needed to sign him before last season started. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
It would have been a lower number. It still would have been a lot of fucking money.
Doesn't taxes play a big part of that? I mean, with Miami, right?
The fact that Florida's a tax-free state, yeah, you would think. State tax, yeah.
And where did he end up going? I forget. I'm sorry.
He went to... Fuck, where did he? Oh, Las Vegas. He went to Las Vegas, which probably is taxed pretty heavily, right? When you think, Nevada?
You would think.
Yeah, that one hurt. Robert Hunt hurt, but as I told Kevin in our chat, $100 million for an offensive guard. And, like, not even, like, I think he's a very good offensive guard. he's not top five. He's not a top five offensive guard. So $100 million.
No state tax.
Okay. Fuck.
Holy shit, bro. You think about what this does for Max Crosby.
There's actually
too.
Sales tax rate. I can't remember what Florida was, but I thought Florida was over 7. It's 6% over here.
Hmm.
When the Packers played Raiders, Max Crosby was all over the fucking place. Now that they can't really double him anymore, that's going to be fucking insane.
Yeah. But yeah. So. No, it hurts. I mean, that we lost Christian Wilkins, Robert Hunt, Xavion Howard. We had to cut him. Andrew Van Ginkle, which is a very underrated
name. I just want to throw that out there. That's a funny ass name.
He's a very underrated player.
Say his name again.
Andrew Van Ginkle.
It is funny. It is funny.
Brandon Jones, one of our starting safeties. Jerome Baker, we had to cut. Emmanuel Ogba, who hasn't done shit for us, really. But, yeah, it's just
y'all
a lot, man.
Y'all are going to suck next year, bro.
We had to cut some people, too. Look, Darnell Savage, congratulations, Jags.
Going to the Jags.
You got a new safety. He really, I mean, he had a decent season at the end of the year. You know, I think he kind of peaked, to be honest. But.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing. I mean, he's getting into his stride going, you know, to the Jags. So, Patriots got Jacoby Brissett. That's their new quarterback.
Again.
Giants made the big trade of the day. The big trade getting Brian Burns, former Seminole, giving him $150 million. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
Paying Brian
Burns.
That
money. That boy got paid.
I mean, he's a great pass rusher.
Fuck.
He's not. So, I know the knock on him at FSU. The knock on him when he was at FSU was that he's a great pass rusher, but he's a little light for a defensive end to hold up in the run game. I know he's worked hard to pack on some muscle, really get better at the run game, but I still don't think that's a strength of his. So that's a lot of money for a guy that you're going to ask basically just to rush the passer. But that's an important aspect of football. So
Saquon Barkley goes to the Eagles. Imagine.
Yeah, they traded him for DeAndre Swift, basically.
Tiki Barber, former Giant, you saw that? He was just like, you're dead to me.
Did
he
really
say that? I didn't see that.
He's like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
What? Something like, not I wish you luck or anything, but you're dead to me. I forget
what
he said.
Damn, dude.
They went back and forth, I believe.
There was a little exchange going on.
Saquon snapped back and was like, you always been a hater, you know. Don't try to look me in my eyes, you know, and smile when you see me next time or some shit like that.
Okay.
Damn.
So, there's going to be a fight, I think.
I think that.
right after the Tyson Paul fight, Saquon Barkley.
Saquon.
And
how much of an upgrade
Tiki Barber
do you think Saquon is over DeAndre Swift?
I think if Saquon is healthy,
that's a big if. That's got to go into it.
Are we talking about that? Are we saying if they're both healthy?
No, I'm saying realistically.
Yeah, realistic. You gotta take them both. Yeah.
Going into next year.
You know how much I love Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
I fucking love
him. Do you love him or do you just love his ass? And
no. He likes his legs the most of Saquon.
Quads. His quads.
Yeah, quads. There it is.
I definitely think Saquon's the better running back, but I don't think it's gold, like massive. I don't think this is like a massive like upgrade. Like, I think Swift played really well last year.
Swift played well, yeah, for sure. What's the age gap? Is it a big difference?
I think Swift is like 25. Saquon's probably like 26 or 27.
So
right?
Not that. I mean, no, it's a difference. But
crazy.
Not
crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
Fucking insane. It's going to make the Packers draft boring, though. I think now we're just going to take a whole bunch of fat fuckers. You know, that's good and bad. A bunch of offensive linemen, defense linemen, maybe a linebacker. But it's only day one of free agency. So.
It's true.
It's fucking crazy-ass day one.
It was. I saw our old buddy Joe Pepe tweeted out, said, a tweet from last year. He retweeted his own tweet, said, remember to take today off of work in free agency day one. And he was like, I should have listened to myself, but something like that. But I thought that was funny.
Dolphins have to hit a home run in the draft. We have to.
But what are we looking for?
It's a rebuild year. You guys are gonna
God, or should so we, much.
Let's hold off. Let's hold off.
So much.
Let's go when we get close to the draft.
Yeah.
But let's leave that little teaser. Dolphins have to hit a home run, and Chase is gonna compile a list.
Yes.
Top five players that you want to draft in the draft, right?
There it is.
Yeah, all Knowles.
And then he's gonna, awesome then he's gonna make it a blog and post it on cuptocuplife.com.
Call now.
FSU still undefeated in baseball, baby.
One of two teams.
Wait.
SEC, Florida State, your team, your heartbeat. We some dogs, we ain't no puppies.
I'm a little confused. Did what I hear did you a say bark? At the beginning of it?
What do you mean?
SEC? Does he say SEC?
I thought he said ACC.
Play it again.
Yeah. Just run it back, please.
SEC, Florida State.
I think he's saying ACC.
Your team,
ACC.
Your heartbeat. We some dogs. We ain't no puppies.
Yeah, that was going into the Clemson game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was the Clemson game, yeah.
I don't know. It's Winston, bro. I don't understand half the things he says. Let's just go with
he's
it.
He's eating W's. That's all. FSU baseball still undefeated.
Yep, one of two teams.
Who's
and
the other
still
one?
Unranked in D1 baseball's.
You said,
but Florida, according to D1 baseball, is top 10 despite five losses to Stetson. And
yeah, I was gonna say didn't
baseball rankings don't make any sense. To
no,
me,
so and this is kind of how it is, especially for baseball. They take their time to really reset the rankings. I said it before; they don't like to go like back on their rankings until like a third of the way through the season, which we're coming up on now.
So you're telling me that
yeah.
what's gonna like there could be a chance where we go and see the rankings and all of a sudden Florida State's a top five team?
No. It's gonna take well, hold on. If we upset one of their
like
Duke. Duke right now is ranked like top five in a lot of polls because they just knocked off Wake Forest. They took, I think, 2 out of 3 from Wake Forest. So if we came in and swept Duke, then yeah, we would explode up the polls.
It's stupid. It's fucking stupid. The ranking
isn't there also what? Like 20 polls for baseball?
Yeah, there's we
like,
talked about this.
We're ranked in some.
Yeah,
we're ranked in some.
Correct yeah. if I'm wrong here, but well, like these
that's also
rankings,
a segment on Cup to Cup.
True.
It's true.
These rankings can impact your season when you're pre-ranked so low. You're like, I don't.
That's true of every sport.
So what the fuck are we doing? Like, that doesn't make any sense. It's not fair. So you're basically like, going to go all the way through, be undefeated, beat the shit out of all these teams, and then fight your way up to being number five while their pre-rankings guys suck dick, but they're
like
going to take
10 losses.
To drop
down.
It doesn't make any sense.
Again, yeah, Florida, like I said, has five losses to not good teams. These aren't five losses to, like, you know, Vanderbilt, who's consistently a college powerhouse.
Sounds like an ego thing. Am I wrong? Is it
so,
bad? Like,
wait,
you're like,
a little bit.
You don't want to look wrong. You don't want to look wrong,
say,
so let's keep
clear this up, though. Are you saying, Chase, right now, if Florida State and Florida played a 3-game series, that we'd beat them?
Well, we play them tomorrow night, so. I would think that we would take 2 out of. I'm really like I'm so fucking high on this team right now.
Is this going to be our first like major like are we for real team?
Here we go, folks. This
no.
Is the
well, yes. Yes.
We are
yes
real.
And no.
The Gators.
You can't
our,
say yes
our,
and no.
Our,
yes, it
real?
Is the first like good team that we're facing, but we're not pitching any of our best pitchers.
Well,
and
neither
I don't,
are they. They can't either.
No, right? But I don't understand. So all season we've had Connor Whitaker, who's our number three starter. The first week of the season, his game got rained out. He's our Sunday. He would be our Sunday starter. His game got rained out, so we moved him to be our midweek starter. Which is normally your fourth best pitcher, is normally your midweek starter. But all season after that rainout, he's been pitching in the midweek. And I've wondered why we didn't switch him to Sunday, even though we keep winning. We have not found anyone to replace him on Sundays. Our Sunday starter has not been good. Like, we've tried a couple different people, and luckily our offense is so fucking good that it hasn't mattered. But I guess randomly this week, I guess we're going to move him to Sunday starter. But of all the midweek games to have him pitching, I would have thought it would be Florida. So I'm kind of confused why this is the week they decide to move him back to Sunday.
Leaves an open excuse just in case we lose, in my opinion.
Well, we have scored 7 or more runs in every single game this season. Every single game.
Offense seems to be the...
They're clicking.
Offense is ridiculous. There's just...
The reason.
There's no... like hole in the lineup
reason for
like,
the season
going into the weekend. I think it's still true. Every single starter had an on-base percentage above 400, all of them. Like, that's insane. As a team, I think we are batting like 370 as a team. That's absolute
it's
insanity.
Crazy. That is crazy. Actually.
And like our, again, we have not faced great teams. I'm not going to sit here and act like we
don't
face great teams,
like
but
it.
a guy I follow on Twitter did post, he was like, you know, FSU being unranked is like ridiculous. Like, yes, they haven't faced the toughest competition, but they have a stronger strength of schedule than these like six teams that are all ranked in the top 20. So, and all have losses.
Is this have anything to do with ESPN? Because, no. I mean, look, and, bro.
As much as I'd love to blame ESPN,
they hate us.
No.
Right?
Oh, yeah, I mean, they definitely hate us.
So, yeah, baseball's doing good, guys. Basketball, not so much. I mean,
they won.
We won. We won.
They finished with a winning record. Sadly.
Yeah, beat Miami,
NIT,
right?
Baby.
God damn.
So.
So sad.
When's the tournament, the ACC tournament, and are we a part of it? Did we get
well,
invited?
Every team, yes, every team is in it. We play Wednesday at noon against Virginia Tech.
That's
it starts
the,
tomorrow.
That's the prime time slot, right?
So yeah, the prime time noon on Wednesday game. That's
so
the only
way we have a chance to make the bracket is...
Oh, fuck yeah. You're going to win the whole tournament. 100%.
You have to win it.
Win the entire ACC tournament.
There's zero shot. Even if they made the championship game and lost by one, they're not making
chance.
It.
And I'm just wondering how you feeling going into this, Chris. Like, what are we looking like?
I mean, can they beat Virginia Tech? Absolutely. I'm not sure.
We already have.
Yeah, we split with Virginia Tech. I'm not sure.
Well, let's just not get our fucking, you know, dicks in a pistol here. So.
Oh, well, my dick's not in a pistol. I'm saying I think we can beat Virginia Tech.
What is it, four wins? Is that what it takes to win the tournament?
How many we need?
Yes.
It's four or five.
No, I think it's only four. Because you have to win this. Okay. Yeah, at least four wins.
Oh, so four wins.
Who knows? Florida State could get hot, could realize how to, you know, finally shoot the ball after 30-something games, and, you know, this could be
well,
it.
Hey,
I would say we are hot winning two out of our last, what, five, six games?
I wouldn't call that hot.
I love your optimism,
Wait,
Kevin.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We've won three out of our last 10, so let's fucking go.
Hey, we
go
could
Knowles.
Be Miami and lose 9th Street.
Don't make excuses. I don't want to fucking
What happened to Kev? Kev, a month ago, you were all in. What happened? That didn't last very long, you being all in. You weren't all in very long.
1 month ago today would have been the 11th. We just beat Boston College.
See, so Kevin was still in it then.
And then we dropped three straight. So, yep.
So that's where Kevin's like, I'm out. I'm off the train.
Yeah, after we lost to Duke, I'm fucking out of here. All right?
That one shocked you, losing to Duke.
Well... I've been
Kevin
there
was all excited to storm the court.
I've been there before. You know, so. But, yeah. Go Knowles. I hope you
win
the whole goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm. There
Get
it is.
New coach.
Right. No, he ain't going nowhere.
Chris's big prediction.
It's not
going to
happen.
UFC, we can touch on it real quick if you want, but it's not necessary. It was a good fight weekend. Great fight weekend. The only sad news for me is I had a six-fight parlay for all the big fights, and I won five out of six. And
you told me that. I was like,
that's
fuck,
brutal.
Dude.
It's what would have been the payout?
I put $20 in. I would have won $225. So, yeah, it would have been nice. It would have made the night better. But
Were they all the favorites?
No. See, yeah, we picked a couple. Me and Paul, my good friend Paul, I went over to his house to watch it, and I was like, we should put some money on this just to make it a fucking night. And it was a night. We had it was a great night. But the one guy that we were like, oh man, I don't know about this one, you know, I feel bad picking against him, Dustin Poirier, was
the
one
that
guy
you.
That cost us.
Ooh, gotta go with your gut, man.
But we would have won less money too if we would have bet with him. So
true.
Well, maybe not. I don't know.
No, you would have won more because you would have won. So,
thank you, Jason. I ended up drunkenly just putting all the rest of my money on Hawaii's basketball team, minus 13.5 points, and they came back and won. Or
hey.
They won over. Yeah, so I made my money back. But
there you go.
Yeah,
there we go, Hawaii.
No loss.
Way to step it up.
Drunken, and then I went home. At 2 o'clock, and as I was driving home, it turned to 3 o'clock. So that
was
fun.
Like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Time change. Wonderful.
What time did you wake up?
6 o'clock.
I slept for like 2 hours. Jeez. And then
that wasn't smart on my end. No. They ended up waking up at like 7:15. And that was kind of. Trying to fake it, like, oh, everything's fine, I'm good, and I was not good.
I was not doing good.
Not good, but
I'm good.
We talked about NFL. Anything else you guys want to talk about, Chris? Get excited.
Your bracket? Are you launching bracket? It? What are we doing, bro?
Yeah.
Well, the bracket comes out this coming Sunday. So yes, it'll be live this Sunday. It's already live. I'm just gonna send it out once the bracket's out.
So the turn once the conference tournaments are done.
Yeah.
Those all end on Sunday. So like Sunday afternoon, they will drop the bracket.
FSU is gonna be a top seed.
Maybe in the NIT if they're lucky.
Should we do it?
I wouldn't imagine us being a top seed.
Yeah, we'll be like a seven.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
What did he say?
Should we do an NIT bracket? I will kill myself.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to do that ever.
No.
So, folks, you want to let them know ahead of time, kind of what to give them a warning on what the name of our bracket might be or something. Maybe they can get a head start on the lookies or something, you know?
The lookies. Well, if you want to get a good lookies for it, just search for CTC 2024 if you want to get a lookie at it.
Yeah. Is there a password involved with this or anything like
no,
that?
No, this is a public group. There's no password.
Okay. So, folks, you got all that information right there from Chris.
Take a lookie if you
want.
Get
your lookies in and get excited. Start scouting. I know Jason is locked in.
That's what he's doing right now. He's right now looking at
it. I actually looked it up to see if he's full of shit, and he's not wrong.
I told you.
Every day he's been sending me texts about who his favorite team, who is.
I can't wait, dude.
Jay's all in.
Now I'm going for Hawaii. I think they're projected negative 13 or something like that.
They're good. They're good comeback story.
That's a bold choice.
I don't know what their record is, to be honest with you.
Well, if they were underdogs by 13 points to anyone,
wait, no, they were 13-point favorites, and then they started to fall behind. And
they're 13-point favorites. Okay.
Yeah, they stayed came back.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, they're 13-point favorites to win the
You heard it here. Jay's taking Hawaii to Sweet 16 at least.
All
Hawaii.
Day, bro. Elite sevens.
Oh. You got time. You got time to work on that. You got time to work on it. Not quite.
Chase, anybody else you want to talk about? The NFL free agency, kiss everybody goodbye.
Yeah, no, our whole team's gone. Goodbye.
Yeah.
RIP Super
Team.
It was
fun.
Could make the playoffs with a good team. Not going to make it with a bad team.
No, we'll still make it.
I'm gonna go,
we'll get there.
I'm going to go buy my Josh Jacobs jersey tonight, probably. Just make that purchase real quick.
Surprised you didn't already have it pre-ordered.
No, I'm getting Jordan Love. That's my next one.
Okay.
That 10's going to look
Can you wait till after this year? After a sophomore year?
I'm not going to do
that. Absolutely not.
Nope.
I will. I'll tell you what I will wait for. I'm waiting for his contract to drop. As soon as that drops.
Smart. That's smart.
I'm not going to wait.
Wait until he plays his sophomore year.
Nope.
If he does and he has a bad season, it's your fault.
He has definitely already played his sophomore year.
You know what I mean.
Thank you, Chase.
Piece of shit.
I agree
Fuck
Chase.
You, Chase. You're going to get him to buy that, and he's going to jinx the whole thing.
That's not my fault.
It is your fault.
Chase, over under.
It's Chase's fault.
Over under 1,100 yards for Saquon. Rushing
under.
I'm gonna say this is the year he's healthy and go over. That offensive line is ridiculous.
No Kelsey.
That's a good point.
Thank
you. That's a huge loss.
That's a center, bro. That's like the mind of the line.
I fucking love Jason. Jason Kelsey.
Mind
is one
of
us,
line.
Bro. He's one of us.
Yeah.
Besides being a millionaire, you know.
It's a good loss.
Yeah. And a good guy. He's a good guy. I'm not
Wait
good
a
guy.
Second. We're all good guys. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh?
You guys are. I'm just saying. I don't really.
You're a great guy. You're better than us.
I'm waiting for him to drop a book because that is the first book I'm going to buy from a sports like athletes. Like I want to know how he was raised because I want to raise my sons the same way or his mom. Mom, write a book because I want to raise my sons the way you raised
them. Mama Kelsey, write a book, please.
And it's not even the sports stuff. It's nothing to do with the sports stuff. It's the way they're emotional. I know both of them are hotheads, but that's a sports thing. But emotional intelligence is insane. I think they're just incredibly mature, emotional adults that you don't see often. Like, how many times have we seen real players not cry about their fucking football or their quarterback, but like just cry or their brother supporting him and like all that? I don't know. I just think that's. I want to raise my two sons, the way they're raised. It's fucking ridiculous,
bro. You said it perfectly. I was trying my best not to interrupt you because exactly what you said is exactly what I feel like. The support that those two have for each other is, you know, it's beautiful. I got two girls that fucking can't stand each other. And, you know, I hope they grow up to end up being like that. I don't know. And I listen to their podcast, and I don't want to get too much into this. We're getting into 7 minutes in heaven. But I listen to their podcast, and I don't know if they were raised separately or something like that. But there's a lot of times where they'll be talking about their past and they'll be like, oh, you did that? Oh, and their age difference isn't that much, is it?
I don't think so.
Like, I don't think so.
I want to say
I'd have to look into
there.
I'm not sure. If anybody knows anything about their...
But Kevin, I think that's also kind of a... I think that might also just be a girl thing, is that like at that age they... Because I know...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I know my mom and aunt weren't... Like, they didn't hate each other, but I don't think they were close growing up. But now they're like best friends.
Same with Erica and her sister. Yeah. They weren't like super close until they got older. Now they call each other every day FaceTime.
Yeah, I think that's just a girl thing.
Yeah. But
like a sister's thing.
You don't have to make it hell for me, though, right?
Yeah, I know. Not at all.
All right. But anyways, we love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. 7 Minutes of Heaven is wrap. And make sure that you go check out episode 243, not 143, like I said in the beginning of the episode, like a fucking idiot. Go check us out, Cup to Cup Show on all socials, cuptocuplife.com. Chase is going to release that pre-draft
rankings
for the Dolphins. His blog is going to be a fucking banger. I can't wait for it.
He's back,
baby. Chase is fucking back. Dolphins are going to blow up the draft. Love you guys so much. Good night.
Bye.
Holla.
Or day. Goodbye. Later, skis.